There are three persons involved, the pilot and two technicians, with respect to the whole question of how much fuel was in the particular tank that fed the particular engine that had the problem. But the aircraft has been withdrawn from service, and these three individuals are not in active service at this point in time, which is normal when you're doing an investigation. But Caribbean Airlines will follow all the established procedures to make sure that all persons involved get a fair hearing and that the root cause of the problem is determined.